iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. May the Lord add a blessing to these words, and not only to the reading, but to the preaching. Let's go before that throne of grace once again. Our Father and our God, we pray that you would now enter into our midst through the speaker, in the hearers, that we may, as we come to the Word of God, not only hear it, but receive it and apply it to our very lives, to the praise, glory, and honor of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Well, who would you say is the most sanctified person in history? Abraham? Noah? Remind you that on the Mount of Transfiguration, there was only two people that stood with the Lord, Moses and Elijah. Would it be the Apostle Paul that you might mention? Or some great Christian of the past whose biography astounds you? Though their sanctification might be noteworthy, and though we might have a long way to go in comparison to those great figures in church history, it is the troubling part of Christianity, sanctification, because it's an ongoing process. You are not as sanctified as you'd like to be. Isn't that true? That's true, I think, for all of us. Are you satisfied with how much you look like Jesus right now? Is there more work to do? Sanctification is the grace of God at work in the soul of a believer, making you more and more into the image of Christ. And so you're not satisfied with how much you look like the image of Jesus, because that work is still going on. I mean, is there not still some work in your heart and life to do? You know there is. Could you love God more? Could you be more consistent as a Christian? Yes, you could. There's an everyday struggle of the spiritual life and the physical life. And this can be a discouraging process because it's a gradual process. Sanctification is working on the power of sin in your life. And if you are alive, you're still fighting with sin. And you will be as long as you are alive. David, however, in Psalm 32, is not singing about sanctification. He does not sing, "Blessed is the one who is fully sanctified." That wouldn't be much of a song because none of us are fully sanctified. There's no one in this life fully sanctified. No, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's what Paul writes in Romans 3. You are not as sanctified as you'd like to be. But what is David singing about? David is singing about justification. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. When God pardons a sinner, that sinner stands before God forgiven and covered, perfect and without guilt. A justified sinner stands before God as perfect as Abraham, Moses, Elijah, Paul, or any giant of the faith, if you have come to God by faith in Christ, you are just as justified as any of them. You're not as sanctified for sure, but you are just as justified. Justification is a work of God done all at once and one time for all time. And Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, is a song about that perfect blessing. In fact, brothers and sisters, this should be your favorite song. Because your biggest problem, your sin problem, has been resolved between you and a holy God through justification by faith alone. So let's think about the perfection of this blessing and the perspective of this blessing and the persistence of this blessing. First of all, the perfection of this blessing. Verse 1, again, transgression is forgiven, sin is covered. You know that words mean things, right? Even little words mean things. In fact, if you looked at the Hebrew, the literal translation of the opening words of Psalm 32 are blessed, transgression, forgiven. That's the way you would literally take the words. Blessed, transgression, forgiven. That's kind of a clunky expression, isn't it? Without the words that are in italics in your translation, it's rather clunky. But the words that are in italics are implied in the text. How comforting would this text be if it said, blessed might somebody possibly be? If that's what the text said, how comforting would that be? Whose sin maybe, perhaps, is covered. You see, brothers and sisters, a potential forgiveness is not much comfort to you if you don't have it. In fact, a potential forgiveness is not much to sing about because you don't have it. But this little word is matters. You remember that famous saying, depends on what the meaning of is. Well, this little word, which is implied in the Hebrew, makes this a perfect blessing. Blessed is the one whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Is equals completely and in reality. David sings in another place. You remember that we call it the penitential psalm, Psalm 51, verse 7. David asks the Lord, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me. Why is David singing such a psalm? Because he's a sinner. Because he knows he needs to be justified. And David asks the Lord to be justified, to have his guilt taken away by the cleansing work of God on him. David is asking the Lord to pardon him. And how then? Do you remember 57 verse 51? Purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. I shall be what? Whiter than snow. Of filth, Lord, I shall be white. Christian, are sanctified, being more sanctified every day, but you are not whiter than snow, are you? You have spots. You have dirt. Filth. In your life right now. But if you are justified, you have been purged and washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, by grace through faith, and you are whiter than snow. You are perfectly complete in God, by God, in Christ. You are. It is a reality. Brothers and sisters, if you have been forgiven and covered by faith in Christ, then you stand before God, listen, just like Abraham, just like Moses, just like Paul, just like Elijah. You, dear Christian, you are just as justified as they are. That's something to sing about. You will never be more justified, Christian, never be more justified than you are right now. In Christ. Oh, yes. You need to be more sanctified. We can talk about that. We can disciple about that. We can counsel about that. But you are, Christian, if you are a real Christian, completely justified. And that is a perfect blessing, worthy of a song. Your rebellion is forgiven. Your sin is covered by Jesus Christ. That's the perfection of this blessing. But what is the perspective of this blessing? Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. David is not denying any fault of his own. You see, the blessing is not found in David. The blessing is found in God, who does not impute. In other words, there's plenty of fault in David. Is there not plenty of fault in you? Is there not plenty of sin in you? How can God not count against you? And imputed to the spotless Lamb of God. Counted to the spotless Lamb of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has been made sin for you so that you might be counted the righteousness of God in Him. That's the imputation of sin. You remember in the book of Exodus in chapter 12, on Passover night, what does the Lord say to His people? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Do you know that there was sin in every house in Israel? There were sinners in every house in Israel. But God passed over those who were under the blood of the sacrificial lamb. If that blood was on the door, the death angel passed over. In the eyes of God, everyone with the blood on the door was covered. That's the perspective of redemption. That's the language of forgiveness. It's not ignoring the sin. The sin's there. But it's been covered by the blood. You know, we don't go to the Song of Solomon much, but in the Song of Solomon, we hear the voice of Christ speaking about his bride. And who is the bride of Christ? The church. And in Solomon 4, verse 7, Christ says, "You," he's talking about his bride, "you are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you." What? No spot in the church? No spots in you, Christian? Now, if you are honest, there are all kinds of spots. Again, you are not as sanctified as you want to be. In fact, those spots can be clearly seen when you look at your life. In fact, when you look at your life, you may see nothing but spots. And you may wonder, how can God accept a spotty person like me? But you see, when God looks at you, he no more sees the things that you've done. He only sees the blood of his crucified son. That's the way God looks at you, Christian. In fact, you may be, now let me put it another way, you should be ashamed of your sanctification. Because it needs more work, doesn't it? And yet, Jesus Christ says to you, Christian, "You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. Because your justification is how God sees you." The reason you have so much trouble in your life, in your own personal struggle, is you're looking at your relationship to God through your sanctification. When you should be looking at your relationship to God through your justification. Believer, God sees you in Christ. From his perspective, you are without spot. You are justified by faith in Christ. Listen, Christian. Christian, listen. In God's eyes, you are as perfectly justified as you will ever be. You are as accepted in Christ as you will ever be. You are as washed in the blood of Jesus as you will ever be. And you are as perfectly justified, converted, covered in his righteousness. You are as forgiven as you will ever be. And when you stand in glory, Christian, you will be no more justified than you are right now. In God's eyes, every true believer in Jesus Christ, you are without spot. You are whiter than snow. You are perfectly covered in Christ. From God's perspective. And brothers and sisters, that blessing is a persistent blessing. Hebrews 9, verse 12 says, with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained an eternal redemption. Justification is a work of God done by Jesus Christ all at once and forever. Your sanctification is still going on, just as it should. God has done and is doing and will keep doing the work of sanctifying you every day of your life. Should you be a better Christian than you are right now? Yeah. The best Christian you know should be a better Christian. The most mature, sanctified believer you know has a long way to go. Long way to go. God's not finished with you yet. And it may trouble you, and it usually does. It may trouble you that you need so much sanctification. You don't have the faith of Abraham, do you? You don't have the patience of Job, do you? You don't have the boldness of Paul. You don't have the love of God like David. Okay. Keep walking. Keep running. Keep fighting. Exercise yourself to godliness. Get into the spiritual gym and do your push-ups. Read your Bible. Spend time in prayer. Find a way to do somebody else good. It's one of the surest ways to get yourself out of the blues is to stop looking at yourself and start seeing, where can I help somebody else? No, you're not as sanctified as you could be. But you are just as justified as Moses. You are just as justified as Elijah. And you are just as justified as they are right now, and you will be forever. Your justification is done. Listen, every real Christian is complete in Christ right now. A pardoned soul is blessed now and forever. Dear ones, Christians, believers, Jesus bought you at a price, his own blood. That he will never leave you or forsake you, ever. Isn't that what troubles us as Christians, I think, sometimes? We're not as holy as we should be, and so we think God's going to leave us. Or worse, we think we're going to lose our salvation. After all the way I've come, I'm not going to make it to heaven. It's not true. His righteousness covers you. He's not waiting for you to be more righteous. He's not waiting for you to be more better. He's not waiting for you to try harder. If his righteousness is yours by faith, his righteousness covers you completely, eternally, forever. Is that not a blessing? Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Brothers and sisters, you are as blessed as any great saint in history. Never been a saint that has been more blessed than you when it comes to justification. Brothers and sisters, that perfect blessing, well, that ought to make us strive more in sanctification. We don't strive in sanctification in order to be justified. But if we are justified, we strive for sanctification. If we really are Christ's, we are seeking to follow in His steps. We are seeking to imitate Abraham and Elijah and David and the great saints of the past. And we look back in their lives and say, what did they do that I'm not doing? And we try to imitate them as they imitate Christ. Isn't that what Paul said? Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Can't see the last two lines of my notes. We are justified, brothers and sisters, because Christ has justified us. And that ought to be a blessing that we sing about. Let's pray together. Father God, help us to know and understand our blessing in Jesus Christ. That there is no more that needs to be done to justify us. He's done it all. Lived, died, and rose again for our justification. Father, our sanctification still working, still going on, still in great need of great work. But Father, our justification, our forgiveness, our sin has been covered in Christ. May we sing about that to the praise and glory of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.